Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey Grace, what time is it?
It's radio time, how could you forget?
I can't even remember what I have for breakfast, so how am I meant to remember radio?
But you don't even eat breakfast. Anyways, hi, I'm Grace.
And I'm Maisie.
We're going to be your host.
Yeah, because I'm the best.
No, I'm the best.
Yeah, right. Anyway, you can listen to us on Arrow FM LiveWise.
First up, we have Monster Walk. Millie, Emma and Tess.
Monster Walk. One day in the forest, a girl walked swiftly through the trees. The leaves in the trees swished in the wind.
What a lovely day. How about a little snack?
She grabbed a snack.
Grr, iffy grr.
Speak normally, Giga. Perfect. Giga has spotted a child. Grr.
Like normal, can you spot the name?
Her name, and yes, it's a girl anyway. Her name is Emma. Now, back to Emma.
Smile, cheese.
Crunch.
Ah!
Think she spotted us. They walked forward as Emma looked scared.
Ah, move away from me, you creeps.
Shh, it's okay. We're not hurting you. We're just here for a walk.
Or eat her.
No, and we also aren't mean.
No, the last kid we had, we ate.
Don't listen to him.
So you guys have gingers? Genders? Crunch.
Of course, I'm a girl. Test 1001 is a boy and test 5005 is actually...
I have no idea.
I'm a girl, don't you know?
You don't say, and aren't you supposed to be in the spaceship? I just remembered. Beep, bop, doo. Test 1 has to charge, but let's keep going.
I'm here to replace Test 1.
Ah, who are you? And where did you come from?
Oh, they just teleported me from Space Station 5506.
Huh?
She means the fifth space station full of Monster Walk.
What's Monster Walk?
Oh, you've never explained?
We never thought about it.
Of course. So it was where we call a group of monsters. We all go to the moon school and eat aliens, cats and cars. Wow, that is a lot for my little robot mouth.
Oh, so I can meet Space Station 5506?
Yes, we all go to different space stations. Oh, I forgot to mention, Test 1 is charged. Zoe!
Ah!
Zoe, I think the narrator forgot to say. Don't make me embarrassed! Fine, back to the story. They all teleported to Space 5555570607. The first ever Monster Walk station ever.
What is this place?
It's Space Station 5555570607. It might be hard to remember, but try to, because you need it to get a hotel room.
What? I can't remember that.
Too bad, so sad.
Hey, be nice. She's only 10.
How do you know my name?
We know everything about you, like how your birthday is the 7th month on the 12th day.
What the heck?
Hey.
Hey, language.
No, it's actually just saying when you're mad.
I agree
with test 50, kind of. It can be a bad word for some people, but it doesn't count as one. Stop talking, narrator.
I'll take that.
Who's the narrator?
She's the person writing this story.
Oh, kind of like how all those stories are made.
Ah, what the?
Oi.
Sorry.
Shut sound.
What was that?
Under your bed, Emma.
Are you seriously? Are you sure that happened?
Yes, if test 100 on the board that he comes to room 12, we are in. And don't open the door. There's a gunshot outside.
I'm scared.
Knock, knock. Please, no. Fudge, mother door over. To be continued.
Wow, that was funny and cool at the same time. Like me.
You wish.
I'm cool, right?
She's not.
You're just jealous.
Come on, stay focused.
All right, calm down. Next up, we have High School Romance by Emma, Willow, Kaylee and Riley.
This is High School Romance. Hi, I'm Emma.
I'm Willow.
I'm Riley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And this is High School Romance.
Yeah, my fave.
Okay, let's get into it.
Oh, I'm so nervous about the first day of high school. What about you, Willow?
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
Oh, look, there's Baddie Riley.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, girly. Okay, girls, who's that?
That's my brother, Jake.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No, why?
Just because.
Because why?
Just because. Just forget about it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, shoot, I'm late for class.
Let's go then, hurry up. We'll get detention otherwise.
After class, bump. Oosh.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no, that was my fault.
By the way, I'm Jake.
Oh, yeah, I'm Emma. Check's time. Oh, no, I'm late for cheer practice. Runs to cheer.
Emma, coach is really mad at you because you're late.
Sorry.
I think he'll get over it.
Okay, listen up. We are going to do a basket toss.
I'll be thrown.
Get in position, yells.
Okay, I'm ready to be thrown. Ah, my ankle.
Emma, I can take you to the hospital.
At the hospital.
You okay, Emma?
That's the end of part one.
Well, that was interesting. I know, right? Just like you.
Rude. Okay, anyway, now we have The Secrets of the Wolves by Emma, Tess, Millie and Willow.
Don't be scared, I'm stuck in the woods with a wolf.
Okay, fine, but can I show you to my friends?
Okay, but are they psychopaths?
Of course not.
Okay, but if I don't like it, can I go back?
Fine.
Hi, my name is Daisy. Nice to meet you. We can have play dates and tea parties and sleepovers.
My name is Sunny. Nice to meet you. I'm not that crazy as Daisy.
What about me?
Hi, my name's River. I'm not that talkative.
Hi, I'm Sophie, short for So-So. I'm more about...
Hey there, Bubble Skincare.
Sorry, gotta go.
I'll show you to my best boyfriends. This is my best friend.
Hi, I'm Hayden.
Hi, I'm Lily. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Remember, they are a wolf.
Yeah, I'm also a wolf.
Hi, I'm Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
What's your name?
My name's Lily.
And time for my family members. This is my little brother, James. Say hi.
Hi, whatever.
Don't mind him. This is my brother, Four. This is my mum.
Hey, little one, are you lost?
Even though I called for my mum and dad, they always be mean to me. Look, has very big bruises and cuts.
Oh, honey, let me help you.
A few minutes go by. Thank you.
This is my dad. Dad, this is Lily. This is my dad.
Hi, are you his girlfriend? Ooh la la.
Dad, stop. No, she got lost in the forest. So yeah, that's my family and friends.
Cool, but I'm still a wolf. Will I stay a wolf?
Yes, you can change if you like.
Nope, I'm good as a wolf.
Okay, let's have some fun.
Like what?
You'll see.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Daisy.
Oh, hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Do you want to learn how to hunt?
Yes. But I'm starving.
Yes, but your taste bud changed.
Really?
Yep.
Cool. Part three coming soon.
What a great story.
Love this story.
Me too.
Now we have our first song, Some Days by Sonny Federa.
Don't give up.
And I'm Willow.
And we're interviewing the lead counsellors. If you are wondering what that is,
2 year sixes will be chosen to lead the school for the year until they leave. So
we should probably get going.
What's your name?
My name is Mia.
What's your favourite colour?
Probably has to be blue.
I love that colour too. What's your favourite sport?
At the moment I've been playing netball, but one of my favourites is also swimming.
Oh yeah, I play netball too. What pets do you have?
I have two dogs, one's a boy and one's a girl.
What are their names?
Ruby is the girl and Kahu is the boy.
Oh yeah. What is it like to be the lead student?
It is very fun, so I can help little kids and help everybody. It's very fun to sit also at the front and do jobs.
What sort of jobs do you do?
I normally do maybe sometimes helping kids, or sometimes we get to organise fun activities for the school.
That's real fun.
Do you like being the lead student?
I love it. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
What's your favourite part about Douglas Talk?
That everybody is kind to each other and we have so much opportunities.
That's a really nice thing to say.
What do you want to do as the leader?
I would like to probably get to organise some more stuff and also help, because I really like doing stuff and playing with my peers.
What school are you going to after Douglas Park?
I'm going to MIS.
Oh yeah, I'm going there too.
Are you looking forward to going to your school next year?
Not really, I really miss Douglas Park.
That brings us to an end. Hope you liked it. Bye.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was great, and so was that song.
Yeah, it was such a good song.
Next we have White by Ivy Miller and the Magnificent Me.
But did you hear about the rumours about the monster lurking in town?
Oh, come on, those are just fake stories to make us scared.
If you say so, but are you sure it's the best time to go camping though?
Of course, it's the perfect time to go camping. Nothing will go wrong.
Are you sure? I'm not so excited.
Elizabeth became more shaky and shivery.
Well, I am. So let's go. We still gotta set up.
Okay, I guess.
They arrive at their camping spot.
We're here.
Wait, I thought there were going to be people here.
Well, probably not. Let's set up before the sun sets.
Okay.
They set up.
It's looking burnt. Are you sure we'll be all right?
Look, there are some perfect sticks for a campfire.
Never mind.
Elizabeth goes and grabs the sticks while Becky is fixing their tents.
All done.
Yeah, now we'll get the marshmallows. Wait, where are they?
What?
The marshmallows, they're gone.
Probably you forgot.
But I swear I packed them, you even helped me pack them.
Right, did you check the green bag?
Yep, I even checked all of them and everywhere.
Are you sure?
Elizabeth looks toward the forest.
What?
Look, there's a blood trail.
Wait, where's Luca, our dog?
I don't know. Wait, Luca went missing when the marshmallows did. Do you think?
No way, if that blood trail is Luca!
Okay, let's calm down first. Secondly, I told you I was right.
Okay, probably this was not a good idea.
I told you.
Look, we messed up, but the news says that here is where the monster will be tonight.
Oh my god, why do you never listen? I have all the good ideas, why don't you just put us in danger?
Let's look for Luca, then we'll go back home, okay?
Fine, let's start.
They went into the forest, following the blood trail, and it ended, and they stopped and looked up where blood was dripping.
Is that Luca? That's Luca! Ah!
Becky and Elizabeth both ran as fast as they could to their campsite, but they noticed something different. There was a white figure saying,
"Hello there, you look very yummy. Come with me."
They kept running, but it seemed like they were going in circles because they kept passing a strange statue.
Wait, remember the blood tracks? That might lead us back to camp.
Why should I trust you? We're already in danger because of you.
What would go wrong if we did?
Fine, but I'll lead the way.
Okay.
Now follow me.
To be continued.
That was magnificent, right, Maisie? Maisie, wake up!
What's happening?
You just missed out on my magnificent story, White.
No, I couldn't.
Well, you did.
Whatever. Next up, we have School Trip Gone Wrong by Ella and Lily.
One day, there was a school trip. The school trip was an abandoned hospital. There were these four best friends called Camilla, Rose, Layla and Lila. The four girls were chosen to go on the school trip. The girls were screaming in excitement. Ah, said Rose. I'm so excited. Are you, Camilla?
Yes, I'm so excited, said Camilla.
That's good, said Lila. Let's get this party started, said Rose.
Okay, girls, calm down.
Fine, said Lila. We are being a bit dramatic.
No, I can agree with that, said Layla.
You've been awfully quiet lately, Layla. Yeah, said the girls.
I guess I'm just a bit nervous.
Oh, all right, said Lila. Same. It's weird not being at home.
It's just like a slumber party.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is. Yeah, said the girls.
Okay, now, girls, let's get set up for the night, said the teacher.
All right.
That makes sense, said Rose and Layla.
Hey, guys, there's fun we're sleeping tonight, said Rose.
Yeah, right.
Let's go, said Lila. We've got to find a room to sleep in before it gets dark, said Rose.
Oh, fine, said Camilla. Okay, girls, get all your stuff out of the car, said the teacher.
Okay, but there's heaps of stuff, like a week trip, said Rose. Okay, everyone, let's do scary stories, said Lila.
Yes, that's to die for, said Camilla. Do you want to do it, Rose?
Obviously. What about you, Layla?
I don't know. Sure. I guess I will also join in, said the teacher.
Wow, the 60-year-old teacher's going to join us, said Rose.
Hey, I'm not 60, I'm 29. You're right, said Camilla.
Ha 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 ha. Said everyone, let's go set up for the night. Yeah, let's go. 10 minutes later, we finally get to the sleep out.
Let's go in the room and set up because it's getting chilly.
Or should we explore without the teacher knowing? Said Rose. No, I don't think it's a good idea, said Lila.
Yeah, it isn't safe.
Come on, guys. Stop being losers, said Rose. That's not nice.
Yeah, you're right, but I'll come.
Fine, I'll go, said Lila. They started walking away from the sleep out.
Wait, what's that noise? Oh, probably nothing.
Wait, guys, the noise is coming from that room. The door swings open.
I think we should go back now. Nah, stop being a scaredy cat, Camilla.
Come on, guys, let's investigate. It'll be fun, said Rose. They opened up the door fully.
Guys, do you see that figure?
Yeah, I do. I'm not scared.
Just come on. Stop being scared all the time.
They walked in the room quietly, then they stopped. What was that scream, girl?
What's that?
It's the fake zombie we ordered off of eBay to scare you guys, but we cancelled it, and it said no refunds.
Wait, what?
We're in deep trouble now.
Wait, why are we in trouble?
What's that on the ground?
It's a broken glass bottle, and there's pink stuff?
I don't know, said Lila. It might be a zombie potion. The zombie starts moving. Run! Ha ha ha, said Lila and Layla. They looked at the zombie closer. Ah!
Said Layla.
Part
2.
Coming
soon.
Good job, guys. Now we have some cool Kiwi facts from Giselle and Amaya.
Cool Kiwi facts. Hello, this is Giselle and Amaya. We learned about Kiwi because we love Kiwi so much. We are going to tell you about some cool kiwi facts. Do you know kiwi cannot fly?
Do you know kiwi have brown or white silky feathers?
Do you know kiwi is New Zealand's icon?
Do you know kiwi eat worms, slugs, snails and caterpillars?
And do you know there are only 68,000 left in the world?
They are getting extinct from predators like cats, dogs and stoats.
Because they can't fly away when they're getting attacked.
Kiwi are really important to New Zealand. That's why we need to protect them so they can live for a long time.
Here are some interesting facts about kiwi. Kiwi have to make the nest on the ground because they can't fly up into the trees. Nests are usually made out of mud, dead grass, and sometimes feathers. Like every other bird, they come out of an egg.
Do you know there is yolk in the egg?
They have to push their way out the egg.
The kiwi sits on the egg for 70 to 80 days until it hatches.
It also keeps warmth so it doesn't freeze. Kiwi hold warmth in their feathers.
But when they're in the egg, they don't have any feathers. so that's why they could freeze.
That's all I can tell you right now. Bye, guys. This was written by Giselle, me, and edited by Maya.
What a lot of information, you know. Hopefully they don't go extinct like the huia bird, right, Maisie?
Yeah, I agree. But now we have another song, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Won't you dance?
That song was fire. Do you get it?
No, I don't.
You know the lyrics? I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Heat, fire.
Oh, yeah. Now I get it.
Next up, we have The Five Girls by Millie.
Take it away.
The Five Girls, Part 2. Chapter 1. My Maisie, Lizzie and Livy all woke up in a room. The lights were very narrow and dim. There was a hallway with five sets of gloomy doors. In the middle of the room there was a chair with a girl strapped to it. Could it be Kiki? Her hair was light brown and she had clear blue eyes. Her lips glistened as the ray of light shone above her. Then her mouth opened with a shock as she focused her eyes on her friends she hadn't seen in days. Her hand covered her ears as a loud bang came from the kitchen door. It was two men wearing all black. We are called the Black Men, but for short, call us BM. The men stood silent for a moment. Girls, meet Kiki, one of the BM said. We know her. Maisie opened her mouth for a split second and then it shut slowly. Let us go! Mai was feared that they wouldn't make it out alive. Calm down, you're all fine, said Kiki as her lips closed and she crossed her arms. Is this supposed to be a joke? Said Lizzie. No. The Black Men were standing at the door and turned out the dim lights and shut the kitchen doors with a bid. The building they were in was sort of run down. There were four stories and they laid up on the third. The four girls were on the floor and didn't like the place. It would rock side to side each 2 hours, and if the doors closed, it would make the whole room feel like a 9.5 radius earthquake. Chapter 2. Shh, I know you're scared. So am I. I'm trying to stay calm, or they will take me to the basement again, said Kiki. What's in the basement? Replied Matt. My, they threaten to kill someone you love or they will chop off your hand off. Kiki whispered. How do we escape? Said Maisie. Well, it's easy. It's off, so the BM are fast asleep. Sadly, they forgot to lock the door, so it's a freeway exit. But if we're caught, we're done. Kiki took her candle and lit it up with a match and crept down to the second story. We're almost there, so be quiet. The building tilted exactly when Kiki addressed that. The five girls creep down to the bottom story and Kiki goes to the entrance and shakes it quietly. Shoot, it's locked. Kiki looks everywhere for a key and the other four help her. Yes, I found it, she whispers and unlocks the door. The five girls walk down the creepy street. Where are we going? Said Mai. Back to a house, Mai. It's not too far from this town. It's only like half an hour, said Kiki. Half an hour, cried Livy. Shut up. Do you want to get out of here or not? Said Maisie. I guess so, Livy said, as that was her last thing. And she said for a whole half an hour they were walking. Chapter 3. As they met Mai's house again, a spooky present came to the feel of the house. Can we go to Maisie's instead? Said Mai. Yeah, maybe, but why? The whole town is empty. Why is the whole town empty? Said Maisie. Nope, I'm not trusting this town. At night, let's just go inside, said Kiki. Yeah, I agree. It's probably nothing, said Livy. They all met at the front porch and saw a newly poured cup of coffee with today's newspaper sitting next to it. Is your mum here, Mai? Said Kiki. I told you guys this place has a weird presence. And nope,
My mum's out of town for a work trip, she said, my in disbelief. Maybe your dad, said Livy. Nope, he died when I was six, said my. They carried on, but things got weirder. It was almost like someone was living here or something. You sure it's safe, said Livy. Lizzie, yes. Well, I think, said Kiki. Here, this will prove if it is. My room's always disheveled, so if it's tidy, I'm out of here, said Maya. She carefully opened the door. Chapter 4. Heck no, I'm out, said Maya in disbelief. Her room was tidy, like you could see the sparkles. Her sheets were fully white, and her books were organised. Her homework that was due a week before was stacked tidily, and pens were erased from the shortest to longest in her pencil case. Maybe the ghost thought you would appreciate a clean-up, said Kiki as she laughed. Not funny. It is creepy, though, said Lizzie, as she walked in more to see an arranged closet full of clothes that looked brand new. And they still had the price tag. You should see your closet. I think someone's living here because these clothes galore, said Lizzie. Or the police just sold your house because they thought you left, said Kiki, laughing it off. But, ugh, wish we never saved you, said Maya. Oi, who was the one that saved you from the BM? Huh? Said Kiki. We're staying here tonight to get more. Duck! They all hid under the bed. What's happening? Livy and Lizzie whispered as the voice from the black men came to Maya's front door. Chapter 5. We know you guys escaped. Too bad they left the front door open. And little Kiki here forgot to take her tracker out. Kiki quickly turned off her tracker and threw it in case it didn't work and led the other girls to the bathroom and locked the door. Put a broom under the handle because the lock doesn't work if you're really strong, whispered Mai. Thanks for the heads up, whispered Kiki back. Also, Maisie and Lizzie on top of the toilet. If you need, throw your shoes in so they don't make a noise, said Kiki. Okay, said Lizzie. Sure, said Maisie as they quickly did it and locked the door to the toilet. Next, Livy and my hide under the cabinet. I'll lock it from the outside. And Maisie, put your shoes in the toilet as well, said Kiki, sliding my sneakers and Livy's fancy high heels under the locked door. Okay, thanks, said Maisie. Where do you hide? Said Maya. I'll hide in the bathtub. I put the cover over me and lock it, said Kiki. To be continued.
That was so scary.
Okay, Maisie.
No, Maisie, get back here right now.
No, never.
Get back here right now. Will you excuse me for a second? Okay, I'm back. Oh, I forgot to take the duct tape off. Well, I'll just keep it on for now. Okay, next up is Fox in the Haunted Mansion by Chloe.
Once upon a time, there was a fox named Foxy, and she went to this neighbourhood named Nightmares, and all the houses were black and grey, but there was one house that was very creepy. But she was very curious, so she went in the creepy house. It was dark, but she didn't mind. There was nothing on the first floor, so she went to the second floor. But when she got to the second floor, there was a lot of scary screams, and she saw a lot of creepy dolls. And then she felt like something was watching her. Shortly after, she got that weird feeling again. So she looked behind her, and she saw a shadow with white beady eyes. She was so creeped out that all she could do was run. She kept on running and running, but when she thought she was safe, there was one of those creepy dolls. So she knocked it out of the way. She then went to the third floor, but when she got to the third floor,
There was clown statues. Clowns were her biggest fear. And then she saw Pennywise move. She felt lightheaded. Then she passed out. After a long time, she finally woke up and all of the clown statues were gone, but she didn't think much of it, so she went to the fourth floor. You'll hear about the fourth floor in chapter 2.
Oh, sorry, Maisie, I forgot about the tape.
Oh, finally I can speak.
Okay, weirdo.
Next up, we have Secrets of the Dragons Part 2 by Willow and Tess.
I was flying and boom! A big capsule landed on the island. Two big stumps erupted out of the capsule. It was a fire dragon.
Oh no, run!
The fire dragon burnt down three of the trees.
We need a plan.
I agree. Okay.
Okay, in position. Come get me, trash bag. I'm coming to get you.
The water dragon and the fire dragon fought. The water dragon got him really badly, but he didn't give up. I'm gonna kill you if it's the last thing I do. Stay away.
Okay, I will. The fire dragon is too strong. All the dragons fought. The wind dragon swooped down. I never knew there was a wind dragon, and the earth dragon erupted it from the ground.
The water dragon got really hurt. I asked if it was okay. It didn't respond. He closed his eyes. I pushed him into the water and made the final resting place. One by one, I took every dragon and put them into their final resting places, even the fire dragon. And I never told any another soul ever again. To be continued.
That was quite enjoyable. Right, Maisie?
Yeah, it was quite enjoyable. You're right.
Now we have Cat Facts by Tess.
Cat Facts. Cats are so cool and cute. They have short hair and long hair. They have so many breeds like Snowshoe and Ragamuffin, my personal favourite tabby. They can live up to 13 or 20 years old. This next interesting fact is the oldest known pet cat has been dead for 9,500 years. Most cats spend 90% of their life sleeping, aren't they so lazy? Cats have 230 bones while humans only have 206, and cats have an extra organ that allows them to say scent in the air, which is why your cat stares at you with its mouth open from time to time. Did you know that cats have 5 toes on their front paws but only 4 on their back paws? A cat's nose is as unique as a human's fingerprint. Cats sleep 12 hours to 16 hours a day on average, making them one of the most sleepiest animals. Cats can rotate their ears 180 degrees, giving them an incredible range of hearing. Domestic cats can run up to 30 miles per hour in short bursts. In 1963, a French cat named Felicity became the first cat in space. Sir Isaac Newton is credited with inventing the cat flap. Most orange cats are male, and they're known for their friendly and laid-back personalities. Ancient Egyptians revered cats as sacred animals. Some cats have been wealthy through inheritance or fame, like Becky, who inherited a fortune of $7 million. Cats have poor vision at close range, but excellent night vision and peripheral vision. A cat's average lifespan is increased by a year over the span of time between 2002 and 2012, according to the study by Benefield Pet Hospital. I hope you learned something.
Wow, I didn't know that much about cats, even though I have 3 and a dog. His name is Possum. And now we have another song called Skyfall by Adele.
Thank you.
this is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue, I owe the day. Swept away, I'm stolen. Sky fall when it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together. Let the sky fall when it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together at skyfall.
Great song. She's a fabulous singer. Now, next we have some facts about the cutest water creatures in the world.
Oh, do you mean eels?
No, it's Axel Long Facts by Henry and me.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Maisie.
And these are some of our axolotl facts.
Did you know that axolotls can live on land for 12 hours?
Axolotls can go over 15 kilometres an hour.
Did you know axolotls can be every colour of the rainbow?
Did you know the only place you can find wild axolotls is Lake Oxtzimilco in Mexico?
Wow, I didn't know that. But did you know that the feathery-looking appendages on the top of an axolotl's head are their gills?
Sometimes when eating, an axolotl's mouth remains open for a few seconds after swallowing. This makes them look like they are smiling.
Did you know axolotls can grow back their body parts of back parts of their bodies, including their brain and heart?
That's the end of this.
Bye.
Well, now I know a lot more facts about axolotls.
Grace, did you not just see my amazing acting?
Oh yeah, I did, but can I just tell you this one fact real quickly?
What?
Some axolotls can actually glow in the dark. I don't know if it's true, but I heard it.
I think it is true. Good job, I'm proud of you.
And to finish off our radio recording, we have Dad Jokes Part 3.
Hi, I love dad jokes. They're my favourite.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Willow.
And I'm Ivy.
And we're doing Dad Jokes Part 3.
What do you call a fake noodle?
An imposter.
What do you call a shoe made of a banana? A slipper.
How many tickles does it take to tickle an octopus? 10 tickles.
I went to the store to buy camouflage pants, but I couldn't find any. Why are skeletons so calm? Because nothing gets under their skin.
How do you catch a squirrel? You climb a tree and act like a nut.
Why don't skeletons fight each other? Because they don't have any guts. What kind of cat should you never trust? A cheetah. What do you call a tick on the moon? A lunatic. That's the end of Dad Jokes Part 3.
I love dad jokes so much.
Oh, me too. And that brings our radio recording to a close.
Don't forget you can listen to us on ArrowFM LiveWise.
Douglas Park has gladly appreciated you for listening to our radio recording for Term 2 2025.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.